This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Airports, those endless rows of worn plastic chairs, Broken Spirits, and the Sbarro's next to Panda Express are getting more local flavor. As part of renovations at airports large and small, the dining and retail options are expanding. Marketplace's Renata Sago saw some Florida blooming at Orlando International.
The lobby of Orlando's Terminal A looks like an indoor festival. A live band is performing. Some travelers explore stores like Debbie Strixo's local boutique, Naturally Inspired. She sells a mix of products, U.S. military tents repurposed into handbags, earrings, scarves.
The merchandise is very colorful, so a lot of times people are walking by and they come in.
Airport officials estimate that about 126,000 travelers pass Strixo's store every day because it's in a prime location, right by the food court. Strixo started the store 7 years ago, leasing space from an airport contractor for a kiosk.
And I grew from 48 square feet into 1,100.
The market research firm Ibis World estimates that nationwide, retail will account for about 11% of airport operations revenue this year. Industry analyst Anna Amir says more and more airports are banking on local stores.
It kind of helps make the travel experience more enjoyable and more unique and is more likely to increase revenue because you're purchasing something that you can't get elsewhere.
Orlando is one of several major cities, including Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles, undergoing airport expansions. Orlando's will cost $1.6 billion. Stan Thornton, chief operating officer for the Greater Orlando Aviation Authority, says it'll include 80,000 square feet of retail space, with room for Florida's big-name tourist destinations like Disney, Universal, and Kennedy Space Center, and for Florida-specific food vendors.
One's going to be a golf-themed restaurant. The other one's going to be more of a sunny vacation spot restaurant.
Revenue from stores and restaurants accounts for $62 million, or 11% of the airport's operating budget. And that could help hold the line on the $4.50 facilities fee that passengers pay when they fly from here. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.